Grand Rising to my kings and queens. It is your girl Mo Ashe, and this is a great morning. Let me tell you that. I woke up around 2 o'clock this morning. And my spirit guided me to start yoga today and to do a little bit of meditation and to start my journey with drinking a gallon of water. Y'all listen, okay? Honestly, I have not been taking the best care of my body because I have been working, but it is time for me to honestly take this self-love and this self-care and this self-worth journey very, very seriously. I have to stop cutting shit, and I need to take accountability, and I need to be on my own self because I have not been doing it. I have honestly been focusing on taking care of other people, and I have not been focusing on my own personal needs. And it is time for me to do that. And I want you all to do the exact same, because if you are not good, you are not 100%. If your cup is not full and it's not running over, how are you going to take care of somebody else? Y'all, I have seen my attitude make a drastic change. I have went from low vibrational to high vibrational. Let's say that, because I was doing so good. I was meditating and everything went well. And then life happens. I have not been here with y'all for, I think the last time I checked, it was like November. Life happened, y'all. When I tell y'all, life happened and life shattered, and I just literally had to take like a dark moment and just be with myself and waddle in everything that's going on. Because I'm going to tell you, being strong, it's not hard, but sometimes it's okay to not be strong. Sometimes it is completely okay to just break down and you have to take care of yourself. You have to have those moments to just burst out in tears or scream into your pillow. You have to release a lot of these things. The same way that you want to make yourself be extremely happy all the time, you have to find time to actually release those things that are bothering you. Release them in a way to where you're not hurting anyone else or hurting yourself. But take care of yourself. Take care of yourself. I understand that we all work a lot, that we all have families, that we all have significant others, that we all have friends, that we have pets, that you have other stuff going on in life. But please take care of yourself. Please take care of yourself. This morning, I did 30 minutes of yoga, and it felt absolutely awesome. I'm doing yoga exercises to not lose weight, just to manage everything, because I'm, number one, I'm completely okay with my body, and that's another thing. I would like for everyone to love every inch and every centimeter, every pound of you. First of all and foremost, Number one, know that you can change your body, but do not hate the body that you are in. You're in that body for a reason. Love your body. Speak positivity in your body. That flaw that you do not like, that you do not love, you speak positivity into that flaw that you have, no matter what it is. You speak positive within your body all the time. You tell yourself you are beautiful, you are handsome all the time. Tell yourself that you are enough all of the time. Do not let depression or anxiety get to you. Do not let your traumas that you have dealt with get to you. You deserve to be happy. You deserve to have joy. You deserve to be loved. You deserve to have all of those wonderful things in life. But starts with you loving yourself first. So this morning, I decided I wanted to start doing yoga. That is the way to make me my happiest, bring the best me out. And I refuse to continue to live my life the way that I've been living it. I am taking accountability for myself. And number one, I stepped on the scale yesterday and I did not like the numbers that was up there at all. I have gained 10 pounds and I'm not happy about it. But you know what? I cannot get mad at no one but myself. I have to take accountability that I put that food in my mouth. I was the one that drank those sodas and ate all the ice cream and I like cookies and pies and cakes and everything. That was me. Nobody was shoving that in my mouth. That was me. That was me. So if I can take accountability for all of those things, so can you. It all starts with you. The second thing I did today was I meditated today. I had to take some time and calm down and just be with my body and be with myself for a second. Because it's been, since November, it's been something. But I will tell you this. Everything happens for a reason. And it's all a process. Sometimes when the storm is happening, always remember that when it ends, that the sun is going to come out. And it does not matter what you're going through, what you are experiencing. This is coming from somebody that's been through way too much. And it could have been worse. Thank you so much that it wasn't. It could have been worse. But it built my character. It really did. It built my character. Those things happened so that I can become a stronger person and a better person. It gave me a reason to vibrate a lot higher than what I was doing. A lot of those things that happen make me look at life so much differently now. And in meditation this morning, a lot of that came back to me about a lot of the things that I need to work on. A lot of things that I need to work on, a lot of things that I need to personally heal from. And we're going to do that. We're going to do that. We're going to start taking this journey a lot more seriously because becoming a better you makes everything better for you. I'm going to say that one more time because somebody heard me, but they didn't really hear me. Becoming a better you makes things better for you. Listen to that. Let that play in your head. I'm going to say it one more time. One more time. Because you hear stuff three times and it sticks. All right. Becoming a better you makes things better for you. Now, the third thing Whew. Okay. I started yesterday, but we're gonna literally mark it today. I am drinking a gallon of water a day. And how I'm doing that is I have some 33.8 fluid ounce bottles, and that's 1 liter. So I am drinking 4 liters a day. And I have, with my yoga app, it gives me a water reminder so I can make sure I'm drinking the amount of water that I absolutely need because I'm trying to drop down out of the 200s. I'm not bad up there in the 200s, but I'm in the 200s. I don't want to go back to my high school weight. I just want to get to a weight to where it's manageable because there are some things now that I see in a lot of the exercises that I can't do and in like normal day-to-day life that I can't do. And I would like to do better with those things, and I would like my attitude to be a whole lot better. And I would like to actually share that with you all. I would actually like to come back with you all every single Monday and let you know how that week is gonna go for me. Set those goals and set those goals for myself and then help others set those goals for them. And I would like to actually stick to that. I'm going to be doing these yoga workout exercises for 30 days, and I am going to stick to them. I'm not going to say try, because when you say try, that's kind of like an iffy. That's like tossing up a coin and you don't know what's going to drop down. So no, we're not going to try. We're not going to back down from that because I have to do better for my life, my health, for me, for my future me. And I would like for you all to personally do the same because I love myself and I love you all. And I want all of us to be great and be awesome and get the things that we're supposed to get in this lifetime. Take care of yourself spiritually, take care of yourself mentally. Take care of yourself physically. Take care of yourself emotionally. Find out what your personal wants and needs are and do what is absolute best for you. You get yourself on the right path of greatness and you can be great for others. I love you all so much. By the way, before I let y'all go, happy Valentine's Day also, and happy Galentine's Day, for the ladies that's out there that don't have anybody that y'all single. I love y'all too. Yes, single gang gang. Also, for the fellas that are on their own today. I don't know what y'all calling today, but what alpha. Happy Valentine's Day to y'all also. Spread love today. Don't be jealous of others that's out here getting gifts. You go out there and buy yourself some gifts. Self-love, right? You're on a self-love journey, okay? I bought myself some things to make me feel special. Mostly just fruit and vegetables, because I can't eat no candy. And I bought myself some more water or whatever. But y'all take care of yourself. Take care of yourself. Become a great you. Become a happier you. If you have to get apps like I got, ask me, find me on Facebook. Most of everything is Mo Ashe. If not, you should be able to find me by my picture. I will definitely, or you can send me a message on here. You can definitely find a way to come to Anchor and send me a message on here. And I will gladly be able to send you the apps that I have for the yoga exercise, for the meditation, for anything and everything. Because all I do is I sit here and I find ways to help other people. And that is exactly what I'm here for. That is my gift. That is my purpose. I love y'all. Y'all have a great day.